All right, so why did you go into journalism, Andres?
Well, the long answer, I guess, I didn't know what I wanted to be coming out of high school. So I was kind of had a lost period there for a bit. Always enjoyed writing, always enjoyed reading. But then I joined the Navy. I thought I'll get some adventure, I'll see the world. And I got accepted into the nuclear power program, and it was a big commitment. It was a six-year contract, and
really?
It was really intense for the first 2 months. I mean, for the first 2 years, you're basically living in South Carolina, kind of in a college setting.
Really?
Where you take, you do exams, like essay exams every week. Basically, you had a couple exams on nuclear radiation fundamentals, on electricity, on a lot of stuff. So it was a high pressure environment, and then I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Navy very much. I enjoyed the discipline. I enjoyed the growth that it brought on in me.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to do nuclear power as a profession. I didn't envision myself in the Navy forever either. So it was while it was rewarding and I loved my shipmates, it wasn't really for me. And I got out, and then I had to decide, well, if you don't want to be in the Navy for the rest of your life, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? And I decided that I wanted to be a journalist, and for a lot of reasons, because it allows me to write and improve my writing every day.
Yeah.
I'm constantly encountering stories and trying to share them. So I love the idea that I'm gonna have deadlines every day.
Well, it's a great motivator, that deadline. Yeah.
Deadlines are a great motivator, and I'm the type that that needs it. It's also like the public service aspect of it is really important to me. Like I want to do something that I'm proud of every day, that I feel that I'm doing my part towards changing the world for the better. And journalism is vital, is important for a democracy, just so that people are informed and can make decisions.
Yeah.
My job is to take complex subjects and break it down so that people are well informed. That's one part of the job, but then the other part is just to tell stories. So interviewing people, that's one of the best parts of the job, getting to know people's stories. And sometimes people don't have a lot of experience getting interviewed, and taking the time to get to know them, it helps you as the interviewer, and it helps them, the interviewee. So
why were you interested in walks? I mean, you contacted me.
I'm sorry? Oh, yeah.
Walks, yeah. I didn't quite get that from you. I was curious. You mentioned adventure as one of the motivating factors into being a journalist, but there's also this public service factor you're talking about here. So I'm curious how walks factor into this,
this
trajectory you're pursuing.
Right. So journalism has different genres, I guess. So you can do hard news, you can do the fire, the police story, or you can do the feature story. I'm sure you know all of this, but so I'm in a class right now where our assignment, our audience, is kind of a national audience. I'm writing for a wire service, so the idea is that a paper in Michigan could publish it, but a paper in Arizona should be able to publish it as well.
Yeah.
That's
a really good skill, you know, because you have to sometimes write for specific markets, especially if you want to keep the checks coming in. So it's extremely valuable to have that skill honed.
But it's a difficult assignment, and we're at a disadvantage because, unlike the New York Times, we don't have a budget to fly out to discover these trends. We don't have the budget. And we don't have the time. We don't have the luxury of time or money to do that. So
just don't become an aggregator, man.
Exactly.
That way is the way of demons.
Exactly. So we're not. So we can't be aggregators either. So, my idea is always to find a trend, so the stories that kind of get picked up and that do well are sort of quirky stories. They're not not very serious.
Yeah. I'm a very serious guy.
There are we interview very serious people, but the themes aren't stop and frisk. They're not the military-industrial complex.
You don't
for some
really
reason.
Do hard news, or is this class just
not in this class? Okay. It's just because of the
human interest stories, that kind of thing.
Because of the parameters of like who we're writing for, the stories. Hard news doesn't really lend itself to that.
Look at this fantastic bridge.
Yeah.